This is Issues and Ideas here on KCBX Public Radio for the Central Coast. I'm Randall White. The heat wave that hit the Central Coast this week is a stark reminder for many of us of how much energy it takes to cool our homes. A Central Coast nonprofit set up initially by the County of Santa Barbara to help residents improve the efficiency of their homes has grown to include San Luis Obispo and Ventura counties, an area often referred to as the Tri-County region. We're joined by a couple of people today who are here to tell you, keeping your home cool does not have to be expensive or as energy intensive as you might think. And for that matter, it's never too early to think about the flip side of that coin, keeping your home warm in the winter. Joining us in studio is Troy Spindler, an Empower energy coach, and Chris Taylor, a heating and cooling expert contracted by Empower to service homes in Slo County. Welcome both of you to Issues and Ideas.
Thank you.
Hello. Thank you.
And before we get started, let's address, Troy, a question that always comes up surrounding services like this. How are Empower services funded? This is not a money-making venture, correct?
No, it isn't. It is funded through the utility companies, and they are charged by the state to reduce their energy usage, and this is one of the programs the Tri-County has put together to lower the energy use in homes, in addition, make them safer. There's before I started doing the coaching, I was actually a contractor out in the field doing this type of work, and I did well over 100 energy audits on homes. Probably a quarter of those had safety issues dealing with either carbon monoxide, gas leakage, or you know, things that anybody, you know, would be obviously concerned about in their home. So all of that is addressed. And then comfort is another, obviously, a thing. You want to be comfortable wherever you are in your home. You know, we try to get within 2 or 3 degrees from where in any room in your house.
Right. And so every time you pay PG&E or SoCalGas or Southern California Edison bill, a portion of your bill is going to fund Empower?
Correct. Yes.
So if you're not taking advantage of it, then you're just sort of paying for something and not even using
exactly.
it.
Exactly. And my services are free. I will go to any single-family residence in San Luis Obispo. There's approximately 100,000 homes in this county.
And then you have a similar coach. You have a counterpart that's in Santa Barbara and one in Ventura.
Exactly right. Yes.
And how much time do people need to set aside for you to go through their
home?
It's
about an hour that I go through. A typical in-depth energy audit will take, you know, 3 to 4 hours, but this is a just a brief overview to see what some of the problems might be with that home. And then we'll have our trained contractors like Chris here, who will then go in and do a more thorough investigation, pinpoint where the problems are. We do things like go in with a blower door and infrared cameras where we can pinpoint where all the leakage is in the house and focus in and fixing those. You can again, I've done hundreds of these, and with my initial 1 hour, I can't really tell where all the problems is. There's an adage that says that if you don't test, you don't know, and so we have to do this energy audit to start with.
Does it take a heat wave like we just had here, or a cold snap to get your phones ringing?
Yeah, it helps. It does. But, you know, this is something that can be addressed all year round. It's a problem that most of the homes have. And even though the energy code is trying to improve, the state is increasing the requirements over the years, I would say any home that was built prior to 2000 is a prime prospect for this program.
So once you're finished with your portion of this, that is when Chris is brought in, right? Then Chris comes out to the house and gives what, an estimate?
Typically, yeah. I would come out and we would investigate where the infiltration or where your energy or your money is getting spent. or lost, I should say. And then a lot of times it's coming through, you know, leaky ducts, or you're basically heating or cooling your attic, depends on what season you're in. That also directly relates to your indoor air quality. Hmm. So most people, they start to know they have a problem because their house is either not cooling down or it's not heating up. And then they all notice larger energy bills. And this is something that can be addressed completely through this program. You go through a lot of different aspects of the home. On my side, it's the heating and air conditioning primarily, which is over half of your utility bills. And in most cases, you know, your ducts are leaking over 15%. Your equipment's too large for your house, and the air is not being distributed properly.
I was wondering about that, if people have systems that just aren't built for their home size.
I would guesstimate that 75% of the systems installed before 2000 are too large for the house.
Oh.
Which means you get temperature swings, it's uncomfortable, and you're paying more than you need to. So there's several reasons why you want a properly sized system. Comfort, durability, also a bunch of energy savings.
Now, what about solar in this whole equation? Because I know Empower also works with solar installers.
Solar is included. It's, you know, and it's a great thing to add on, but we want to reduce the energy first. A neighbor of mine had me come over and look at their, they were so proud they had just put in solar, and asked me to come over and check it out. And I looked up in their attic and they didn't even have 3 inches of insulation. Had they done the energy efficiency things first, they would have been able to do a much smaller solar system, you know, and spent less money in that regard and been more comfortable in their home. So there's a sequence to doing these things. Another fellow had me come and check his, he had just put a bunch of insulation, R30, in his home in Atascadero. And he was happy and, you know, wanted me to check it out. So what I found out was that his he had done this, the insulation looked fine, but his ducts were leaking at 35%, and his house was leaking between, he had a lot of what are called can lights in the ceiling, and those, except for the most recent ones manufactured, those are like big holes in your ceiling.
Those are those recessed
lights. Recessed cans, yeah, and they will, you know, leak a substantial amount. So if you're trying to cool your home and your attic in the summertime is 130 degrees with all these holes in it,
right.
You know, so he put this insulation up there that was nice, but the ducts needed work, and so people have to get up there and tromp all over this new insulation. So it was out of sequence. This is kind of the problem with, you know, a do-it-yourselfer or a homeowner. They don't realize these things. So we try to get our contractors involved and do it in the right sequence.
If you do it in the right order, you'll end up saving yourself money and headache in the long run.
Exactly, mm-hmm. Yes.
So the tightness of your house, I like to have a little analogy, it's kind of like an ice chest. If you put ice in it and you close the lid to your ice chest, the ice will last for several days. If you don't push the lid all the way down where it's cracked, your ice will still last a day, maybe 2 days, and it gets real watery. If you leave the lid open, the ice only lasts a few hours. So the kind of principle behind your house is if you seal it up where it's real tight, airtight, then your coolness or your heating stays in your house and doesn't leak out, similar to an ice chest and keeping your ice cold.
Mm-hmm. A typical home in California with all the various penetrations from plumbing and electric wires and whatever is the size of a hula hoop. You know, so you have a giant hole in your house that is
that big, like a gaping, when you add it all up.
Huge, mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's a lot more common for there to be homes with air conditioning now, is it not?
Yeah, we're actually installing air conditioning right next to the ocean just because you get those heat waves that you didn't have 10 years ago, and it seems like it's getting hotter for longer. The whole San Maria area, we're installing air conditioners, which typically we haven't been. Next to the coast, we're installing air conditioners. It's things are just getting hotter, and air conditioning brings a lot of comfort, takes off that little bit of edge, you know, to the heat-soaked house.
Because the air conditioners are probably, as a whole, newer than the heating systems that are in much of the homes, do you find more issues with the heating systems than you do with the air systems, or is it pretty even?
Well, it's a system together, so they're connected together. It distributes the air together. So if you have an issue on part of the system, it means you have an issue in the system.
Right.
So you might have a brand new air conditioner and you might have a really old furnace that you just connected it to. You still have all your safety concerns with carbon monoxide and your ductwork. If you put a new air conditioner and you don't address your ductwork, you might not cool your house even though you have an air conditioner because your ducts are too small or you're leaking in your attic. It's like one of the most common problems.
And I also wanted to point out that there are both rebates and financing available.
You just read my mind.
Oh, okay.
That was going to be my next question.
So, up to $6,500 is a cashback rebate that people can do if they do these improvements. And Coast Hills has a great financing program that is available up to $30,000 you can borrow for 20 years.
Yeah. Do you have to be in a certain income bracket to qualify for Empower Services?
You do not.
So it's open to anybody?
Anybody, yeah, anybody in the county.
That's the beauty of it, is that it, the opportunity is there for everyone. It's not limited.
Yeah.
So, and it's also backed by PG&E, so it's easier to get your loans because they're backing it. So it's a real smart way to go. A lot of times if you get a loan, your energy savings per month cover the cost of that loan in several, occasions. Maybe not every single one, but a lot.
And I should also point out there's no prepayment penalties. There's no closing costs on this loan. It's very simple to get. It's basically you can almost do it with just a phone call to the Coast Hills. So.
Have you found over time that people that have this service done to their heating and cooling systems, the value of their home then goes up?
Definitely. Yeah. There have been, not in this area, but I know up in Seattle, they did a lot of studies and found that that homes that had energy improvements on them sold for more money. People are looking for that. They're looking for both health and safety issues as well as the energy efficiency. And you throw that all together and people are willing to pay more money for the house.
Like if you were going to purchase a house, would you want to purchase a house that's going to cost you $300 in a month to heat and cool it? Or would you rather purchase a house that it's only going to cost you $40 to $50 a month?
And just the trouble of going through putting a whole new system and all that on top of it, yeah.
So you get your energy savings, so that just automatically builds value to the house. And the energy savings, it's not, you don't just get it through this program. It's the life of the house. So once you do your retrofit, it's for life for your house. Yeah, eventually you might have to upgrade your equipment 20 years from now, but for the most part, the energy savings are going to be everlasting.
Yeah, insulation is going to last forever. And
right. Yeah. Now, Chris, your company is Top Notch?
Correct.
And Top Notch Heating and Cooling?
Yes, Top Notch Heating, and we do refrigeration, heating, cooling.
And then how did your company get hooked up with Empower? You're one of like 30-plus companies on the Central Coast that have this arrangement with Empower.
I had the pleasure of working with Brett Bishop, and he's kind of the guy who runs most of this program. So that's how I was exposed to it. Also, just reputation of this company and doing high quality work. It's a lot of word of mouth got us into this program, and then our quality and what we do allows us to stay in the program and keeps us there.
So people can easily find information online for Empower, and we'll provide a link, of course, at KCBX under Issues and Ideas. But if you want to head straight there, it's empowersbc.org, and that's because it was initially started by Santa Barbara County, and that's where the SBC comes from. But SLO County people, Ventura County people, if you're listening, you can just go right there. Well, it's timely, and it's sort of a no-brainer. I'm happy to have you both here. Troy Spindler, Empower Energy Coach, and Chris Taylor, a heating and cooling expert. Thank you both for joining us here on Issues and Ideas.
Thank you.
Appreciate you having us. Thank you.
And this is Issues and Ideas here on KCBX, Public Radio for the Central Coast. I'm Randall White.